Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. In the studio with us is a Madison native, Eric Tater Strike. Eric's pretty well known around the Madison, Dawson area. Thanks for coming in the studio, Tater.
You betcha, Paul.
Well, he has a story to tell. Last Sunday, if you've been listening to the news, watching the news, or on social media, you know that in Philadelphia last Sunday, where the Vikings played, of course, lost 38-7. I don't know if we want to talk about that, Tater.
No, we haven't actually went and thought about it all that much yet.
But a lot in the news lately about the treatment of Minnesota Viking fans at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia, and Eric was there. And he, first of all, if you follow Tater on his Facebook page, he's a huge Minnesota Viking fan. He wears purple. Do you bleed purple?
We bleed purple. We bleed so much purple. That's pretty much why I cover my face from head to toe with purple.
That's right. Tell us a little bit how you got started. You really get up. Tell our listeners about what you do on game day.
Yeah, well, it usually takes me about an hour and a half to do my paint scheme. But it all started back in 2015, the beginning of it. I was out in Denver and out in that game, and I kind of got my paint scheming idea or whatever down, what I was going to go with. So I started with it, and yeah, it's just a process that I went through and got used to, and we just kind of roll with it, and it's kind of something that I've gotten accustomed to.
Now, you not only go to the home games in Minneapolis, the Viking games, but you go to away games too?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. We always try to go to a couple or whatever, and I got people that I've known through social media now that are fans from other teams,
right?
Okay. Which makes it easy for traveling.
Right. Talk about, this is a group you belong to, right? What is that group called again?
Yeah, the Viking World Order.
The Viking World Order.
Yeah, there's probably, right now there's a little over, there's probably a little over 300, and they're pretty much a Viking-based kind of group or whatever from people from all over the country. In fact, there's a couple guys that just got in this last year when they went to London from Germany and stuff over there. So, yeah.
Awesome. And so you describe your get-up, your Viking get-up that you put on every Sunday.
Well, it's kind of mostly is the paint thing or whatever, but then I got my camo shorts with all my purple socks and shoes and stuff that I wear. And then I got my dreads, and then my paint scheme comes with the dreads.
How did you come up with that?
Well, I kind of was just hanging with the hat, waiting to see what I was going to do. And then when I was out in Denver, I noticed a couple other guys that were dressed like WWE wrestlers, the Hulkster, the Hulk Hogan, you know, Macho Man, stuff like that. And well, when I was back home trying to figure out my paint scheme, there was a guy on WWE coming up by the name of Finn Balor, and he had the dreads, and that was kind of like, whoa, maybe I should do that. So then we did that, and yeah, we went to the Green Bay game, and face was plastered everywhere after that.
At Lambeau Field?
Yep. When we won the division or whatever.
And when you say your face was painted, pasted all over, what's that mean?
That, well, it was flying, just like if I went to Philadelphia, plastered all over social media, you know, after the Vikings won the division.
On national publications.
Yeah, pretty much, the CBS.
I saw you on national TV Sunday, right in the front row.
Yeah, so they got us ready for whatever, to try to pump up the home crowd.
All right. So every Sunday you tailgate with all these people then?
Yeah. When we're at home, we're usually there by about 7:38 in the morning, because we got what they do for the Viking World Order is it's pretty much we still have like people that are in charge of it or whatever. So we have like a president, like Sid Davey, the guy you see catch Randy Moss and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, right.
He's the president. And then we got a vice president by the name of Dave Garza, does a lot of stuff or whatever. You might have seen him on Tackle My Ride, where he had his vehicle fixed up or whatever and stuff like that. And then we got like 26 generals. And what happens is you kind of just go and you get up to meet all these people. And then you got to get 21 of the 26 votes to get in to the Viking World Order.
Oh.
So they don't just let everybody come in and be like, all right.
Yep.
Because it's all about honor, integrity, and respect.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of what it's made up of, you know. So when you get in, you got to get that many votes and stuff like that. So then they have a knighting thing.
Oh, wow.
And they usually do the nightings like at 8:30, 9 in the morning.
Okay.
So, yeah. Well, so that's exciting. So we're using that for all them, you know. So
you're in a kind of elite group called the Viking World Order then.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I just got knighted this last year, actually. I've actually known these, gotten to know them so good, they almost all thought that I was in it. And I just got knighted this last right. season opener against the Saints.
So you're getting to be a pretty big celebrity down there, I hear, huh?
That's what they tell me.
But I bet you if you don't wear the paint or don't just walk in a regular Viking fan.
Nope. I could walk up to somebody until I start talking, they got no idea who I really am.
I suppose a lot of people want to take pictures with you, don't they?
Oh yeah, we take a lot of pictures on game day. A lot of pictures.
All right, sounds fun. Well, I've asked Tater to come in and talk about his experience that he had in Philadelphia. It's not a good experience, like many other Viking fans were there. And let's start from the beginning. How did you get out there? How did you get the tickets? The tailgating? Just start from the beginning here.
Yeah, actually, after the big game, you know, the Minneapolis Miracle or whatever, we were kind of like, whoa, what are we going to do now, you know? And I went to a couple other away games this year. I went to Pittsburgh, Carolina, and Detroit for Thanksgiving, you know, and I'm like, it's one more away game. This is the game to go to the Super Bowl, you know?
Yep.
So it was like, we got to go.
Yep.
And then I went with Tony Cockleman, because that's who it's me and my sister that have season tickets, and then he has two.
Okay.
So we went out with him because his mom lives in Washington, D.C.
Oh, nice.
And it was $735 to go out to Philly, or it was only $200 to go to Baltimore.
Oh.
So then, they're all so close right there, right. D.C., Baltimore, yep, Philly. Yep. So we just stayed at his mom's house and stuff like that. So we had a place to stay for free and stuff like that. And then I got a couple people that I've met that are either – part of the Vikings organization or friends with people in the Vikings organization.
Okay.
Or I got my seats from or whatever, you know.
Okay, yep.
And stuff like that. So I didn't get totally hashed like they were going for on the website, you know, because they started out, before they went on sale to all of us, they were $550 for lower. And then the day after they went on sale, they were $880 to $1,400 for the seats that I sat in, and I didn't pay that. So
okay, that's good. Well, were you mistreated like we hear so many fans from Minnesota about this?
Yeah, it was kind of a way different experience. I mean, I've been to a couple other away games, and I've never felt kind of like where I was.
You fear for your life, would you say?
Yeah. There were a couple times, but like when we got there right away, it started out okay, you know. There were a couple guys that come up to us and talk to us, you know, and stuff like that. And we're like, it's really not that bad.
Now, you're in the parking lot of Lincoln Financial Field, tailgating.
Right when we got to the lots there or whatever. And kind of, you know, they kind of told us that, you know, well, this was where a majority of the Vikings fans, you know, we had... Over social media, we knew where we were going to tailgate and all that, to where we can meet up because
of what they said. So are you a group with the people then? Are you with a group of people?
Yeah. Okay. When we were tailgating, there was probably a good 200 to 300 of us, you know, tailgating together there or whatever, kind of in a pod. But we were also in a pod, and that's why when we were tailgating, they'd kind of hover around us.
The Eagle fans.
Yes, and it was right away when they started doing it, it wasn't too bad. They'd come up and do their team song, you know, and stuff like that, and little back and forth.
Yeah, good.
You know, it wasn't fun. Bad right away. Right. Yeah, but it throughout the day it got worse. I mean, then they started chucking beers probably every 10, 15 minutes down from, they were on like a little perch parking lot up above, and they started chucking them every 10, 15 minutes. And it was until they hit a little kid where stuff started to go wrong, because then even Philadelphia fans were after him. But it didn't stop him, but it made the one guy actually get in trouble for what he did.
Talk about your walk through the parking lot to get to the stadium, Eric.
Yeah, that was kind of something else. You know, like I said earlier, when we got there, when we were parking, we were going down the one way to go walk in with the guys when they parked their vehicle. Well, they made kind of a U-turn and went back towards where we were coming from. And we walked to the one side, and you couldn't really see much of anything but very, very aggressive Philadelphia fans, and we knew we didn't want to go that way. So then when we went in, we seen kind of an opening right through the kind of like an alleyway.
Yeah.
And when we started going, we knew that we kind of were on a destination of our own to get in. Yeah, because there was people just urinating on the side of the building to the left. And I really? Mean, it was just everywhere. Like the cops did nothing about it. And then when you're going, you got to worry about them, you know, because yeah. I'm like, I'm not going to get peed on just walking in.
Yeah.
And then you got the whole crowd of Philadelphia fans coming from the right side of you. And all of a sudden, it was probably a 200-yard walk where we had to do. And all of a sudden, they'd get to where they had us corralled, and they'd be right in our faces. Wow. Just for, and then they'd separate us, kind of like they had each of us with like five or six of them just waiting for us to kind of probably physically get aggressive back so they could start something.
They wanted you to start something. Yeah, pretty sad, isn't it?
It was kind of one of them very scary moments where you just kind of put your head down and went. And then when we kind of got past them, that's when they started chucking the beers.
Again.
Yeah, and then one got me right in the hat. But luckily, the dreads were good.
Oh, wow. You got hit with one, huh?
Yeah, hit me right square. But.
Now, you had a field pass, I understand, to be on the field before the game.
Yeah, I kind of felt that was my hour and a half of freedom, so we better
to feel
take
safe.
Advantage of it, yes.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty a cool experience, I bet.
Oh, it's always fun, when especially at other away stadiums.
Yeah.
To get down there and feel that and to get the emotions from the players.
Yeah. And we saw you on national TV. I saw you on national TV. I haven't posted it on my Facebook page.
The Fox Sports team, they're kind of standing there or whatever. There was a couple of us, and they're like, you guys got to make a lot of noise. We're going to go live quick or whatever. So we figured we'd fire up Minnesota a little bit.
All right. I know, Philadelphia fans have, I remember they threw snowballs at Santa a while back. Remember that?
Oh, yes.
And so they're kind of known for that, but this is over the top. I mean, you know, I've gone to football gopher away games. You know, you get the ribbing, you can take that.
Yep.
But when it really gets violent, especially when little kids hurt or you're chucking beer cans at you, that's over the line.
Yeah, that's one thing. Like they say, usually when you go places, everyone has those fans. Even Minnesota has those fans. We got a couple guys that will get over intoxicated and get, physically abusive, but they get handled by Minnesota Vikings fans.
Okay.
You ain't going to see, especially if it's around like our part of the lot.
Right.
You ain't going to see where everybody's trying to like start a fight or keep a fight going.
Right.
Where Philadelphia, they all look to
fight.
Yes. I mean, they're there to be aggressive.
How were you treated in the stadium there in your seats then?
Well, right away we had a couple guys in front of us that were all right, but it was a guy and a kid, so they were kind of just there for the game. But then we had four guys behind of us that were really, really big fans, but they weren't there to mess with us.
Okay.
They weren't talking any trash or anything like that, so I didn't have to worry about them cutting my dreads or doing anything to them like people warned me about,
Did you get to watch any of the game?
we watched the game. In fact, when we scored the first touchdown, I Snapchatted it. And I'm like, this is going to be a very good day because it was my first Snapchat inside, and it was the Rudolph touchdown. And
this
is going to rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little did I know that.
What was going to happen after that?
They'd go up 14-7, and the beers would start flying in the stadium. That's when I knew we were kind of in really trouble, and then it went south.
Did you, when did you leave the game then?
Well, they kind of told us that at the end of the third, we probably better get out of there if we wanted to feel for our safety, and there was no safety we felt anyways.
I know some fans were escorted out by police to their cars. Did you get any escort by the police or security at all?
No. In fact, when we were leaving, the one cop told us just to be safe. And that's all they kind of do. There was a lot. There were probably a couple that were good guys.
Okay.
But other than that, even the law enforcement there were kind of just bad as instigators as the fans.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's not good.
No.
And so you got back to your car safe, I assume?
We got back to the car, and we kind of heard a little harassment and stuff like that. Well, then we left, and we thought we parked 35 minutes away from the stadium thinking, get away from there, if they win or stuff and stuff goes bad, we can be away from it. And we got close to where we're – our vehicle was, we had 2.5 miles to go. Well, we parked by Temple University. That's not good, because I'm not going to lie to you. That's where they were walking with that big Millie sign.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the Millie sign.
And yeah, we got down there and we had 2 miles to go of it. And they were shaking cars, jumping on cars, roman candles, burnouts.
So I suppose every time you stopped at a stoplight.
Yeah, it was like a war zone. That's when we took off the purple.
Oh, you describe it as a war zone then.
That was when we took off the purple. I mean, you didn't know what was going on from everywhere.
Wow.
People coming from the right, the left, Roman candles shooting in the road, up in the air.
Yeah, that's sad. That's sad.
It was like they say, you know, they can tell you it's there, and they can tell you how it is. I just don't think that it was ever as bad as it was. For Vikings fans when we went there.
Yeah, that's not good.
Or there had been something.
So what's your feeling about Eagle fans coming to Minneapolis in a couple weeks then?
You know, the fans, I will
How's the Viking World Order going to handle that?
Well, that all depends, you know, because the whole tailgating thing, I mean, there's a lot of people that probably won't even see these.
Right.
Like I just heard on the radio that the Uber drivers plan to mess with anybody in a Philadelphia jersey and all that, you know. But other than that, like, a lot of them, you know, we can say what we want to say we'll do to Philadelphia, but everybody knows that Minnesota Nice will come out and won't be able to do anything to
them. How do you personally feel about that? Treat them with respect and treat them nice?
I just give them the cold. I just give them the cold shoulder.
Okay.
I mean, I could give them no.
Yeah.
I don't care to give them a second of my time at all anymore.
Yep.
Like Philadelphia, I'll never be a Philadelphia fan of anything. I'll never go back to Philadelphia.
Wow.
Worst experience of my life.
Okay. Well, I know you had that story, and I thought we'd share it with our listeners. I appreciate you coming in, Tater. And, you know, the Vikings will win a Super Bowl some year, right?
Some year. I just hope everybody that wants to see it done gets to see it done pretty soon. Yep.
How can people follow you? Can I go on your Facebook page?
Yeah, you go on my Facebook page. It's under Tate Strike.
Okay. Is there a Viking World Order Facebook page?
There is, but
you're only allowed in.
No. Most you can go on it or whatever, but I'm not sure what all gets put on there or whatever, you know, and stuff like that.
Well, it's fun watching you post things when you're at Viking games. We love your getup. We'll post it on our own radio station Facebook page here, too, so you can take a look at what Tater looks like.
Thank you. It's fun to put it on social media so that way everybody can kind of get the experience that I get, too, especially out in Lincoln.
Yeah, I really appreciated broadcasting live on Facebook from the field. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Kind of gives you the perspective or whatever of what's going on.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Eric.
Hey, you betcha, Paul.
It's Eric Tater Strike from Madison, talking about his experience out at Philadelphia and being a Viking fan.